Welcome to Out West, the official podcast of the Western Governors Association. I'm Anna Thielen, the manager of the Western Governors Foundation, the philanthropic arm of the Western Governors Association. Every year, the foundation hosts Celebrate the West, an annual art competition that encourages high school students to create original works inspired by their state or otherwise evocative of the West. We've seen everything over the years, from exquisite realistic landscapes to portraits of friends and family to abstract representations of what it means to live in the West. Today, we have an incredibly special guest with us. She is the founder of Celebrate the West and a personal inspiration to me as someone who goes above and beyond to make sure the world is a better place for everyone, Christine Augsbury. Christine, thank you so much for being here today. Could you introduce yourself to our audience?
I'm Christine Augsbury, and I founded the Celebrate the West High School Art Competition, now in its ninth year.
Celebrate the West has become sort of this regional force. We're seeing it grow as more and more people learn about it. But let's take it all the way back to the beginning. What inspired you to start this program?
I grew up in Phoenix, and I was always loved Southwest art and Native American art. I was inspired to start Celebrate the West on a trip to Wyoming, where we attended the Frontier Days Rodeo and where we visited the Buffalo Bill Cody Museum, where children's artwork was on display. Jim, my husband Jim, was the executive director of WGA at the time, and we got to talking, and I thought it would be wonderful to display artwork created by young artists at WGA's annual summer meeting. So we talked about then the idea of creating a competition.
And why did you decide to focus on art specifically? What was the draw there?
I decided to focus on 2D art specifically, patterned somewhat after there's a larger annual congressional art competition. So in doing some research, I learned that there really wasn't a similar regional competition that was focused on the West. Both of my adult children are artists, and when they were in high school, it was really difficult to find art competitions to enter. So I began talking with different art educators and developed the idea to create the competition highlighting the work of artists from each of the WGA states. The art display became a really special feature of the WGA summer meetings, which are attended by hundreds of sponsors and guests and friends of the West. It also became a way for high school artists to learn more about WGA, for educators to learn more about WGA, and to help them think about artwork and what inspired them about living in their state and living in the West.
You've told me a few stories off podcast about your time with the program. What are some of your favorite memories from Celebrate the West?
I have so many favorite memories from the program. I had a chance to work with so many amazing students, parents, and teachers. There's a few stories that really stick out. There was a student from Wyoming one year whose art teacher shared with me that he really hadn't been an artist before taking her class, and she focused on stained glass medium. And he had been an athlete and had been injured in elementary school to where he was confined to a wheelchair. So he really gravitated toward artwork as a way to express himself while he was receiving treatments. So she taught him how to do stained glass, and he ended up winning that year for Wyoming and then becoming, I think it was second place that year overall. His work was beautiful, and his story was just so inspiring. There's also a student that was one year, she was from South Dakota, and I believe she was in the process of being adopted, and parents were so encouraging of her and wanted nothing more but just to really encourage her artwork and to foster her talents and give her confidence. She never entered a competition before, and her work was amazing. So she ended up winning for South Dakota. They all came to the display that was that year. I believe that one was in Wyoming, not sure, but they all came and they had a chance to meet with the governor there. And it was a really special occasion for them. Another story was from a mom that shared with me that her son had lost his dad. He'd passed away in high school while he was in high school, while the son was in high school. And as a way of just comfort and to work through his emotions, he really gravitated towards his artwork and had never entered a competition before. Same thing, but ended up entering and then winning for his state. And his work was so beautiful, and his mom was just so appreciative of the opportunity that her son was shown. Another memory was from a student that had never competed in an art competition before, really didn't think she wanted to enter, but her parent, or I think it was her mom, that really encouraged her to enter. And her work was incredible, and she ended up winning for her state and winning the competition overall. It was beautiful line art, graphite piece, and it got purchased by someone that had attended the meeting that loved it so much. And now the student wanted, and she was inspired to become an art educator. So she began doing tutoring classes, and I believe she's going to school now to teach art. So what was also been so amazing about working with the competition were the opportunities to talk with different teachers and parents and stay in touch with them and learn more about what the students ended up doing for college. Did they go on to be artists in school? Another really special part of the competition was organizing the different kinds of recognition that the governor's offices could offer the students. You know, each governor's office offered something unique. Maybe it was a photo opportunity. Maybe it was displaying their artwork in the local capital or in the residence. Maybe it was going to their school and surprising the student and having a huge press conference, which happened a few times and really got to surprise the students. Going to one governor arranged for the family to meet at an event that they were having and didn't tell the student. I surprised them with recognizing them there at this big event. So there was all kinds of different really fun press conferences and press releases and photo opportunities, artwork displayed at Capitol buildings. So really neat ways for the students to feel recognized and for the parents to be a part of all of that special recognition with the students too. It was just such a rewarding experience, and I'm so excited for having been a part of it.
One thing that strikes me hearing you talk about this is how much you really care about the students and how much this program is designed to celebrate, highlight, and help them. This isn't a kind of ship you a check and certificate and we never talk to you again thing. The amount of effort you put in to making sure they feel appreciated and special is just so incredible. What would you say to young artists participating in this year's program?
I would say to the young artists participating this year, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your talents and your beautiful work and for participating in Celebrate the West. When imagining and creating your piece, really focus on originality, creativity. WGA's website posts all of the past winners when looking for inspiration. And what do you love about your state and living in the West? What feels really special and meaningful for you? Any special memories, special places, points of history that feel meaningful to you? And then think about your application form and really be thoughtful and help the judges get to know you as an artist and know how you were inspired to create your work. Really try to stand out that way too and make your work that much more individual.
You really hit an important point in that the greatest pieces we receive also tend to tell the greatest stories. And that's something that continues to be consistent year after year. Any closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts would be to thank you, Anna, for all of your hard work and for managing the competition when I, quote, retired from it 2 years ago. You have grown it into an even better competition and further elevated its profile. You've added such great ideas, and I'm so grateful for all your hard work and vision. It's been so gratifying to see that it's been a part of something lasting and meaningful for young artists and educators. I wish you all the best for a super successful competition for 2024.
Thank you so much, Christine. I said at the beginning that you were a personal inspiration to me, and really getting to see the amount of care you put into everything that you do, especially Celebrate the West, should be an inspiration to us all. Applications for Celebrate the West 2024 open in January and run through April. For more information about the program or how to apply, visit our website, that's westgov.org/celebratethewest, or you can always email me at athelin@westgov.org. See you next time.